Minoa minolo, where's my proof now? Let me prove it that an Eidechot is not Nemun. Tetzanan, we learned. Omru Rabbi Shimon, Maisa b'megura shal diskiyim b'yavne. Kisu is like a well, there was a mikvah. This is the mikvah that used to be titled the Kalim there. Shoy soy medes becheska shleima. At the beginning it was a chazoka that had memso, it was a kosher mikvah, and people used to be titled the Kalim there. Venimtsos, and then they checked it out, they measured it out. Venimtsos chaser, and they came out that it was chas, was missing. So Lachor is called Tyrus, Shenasu, Agabo. What do we do now with all the Tyrus that were done, that they tabled in this mikvah? Do we say it's Tor, or do we say no, the mikvah was possible from before, that all the Tyrus are still Tomei, they have to be tabled them over again? So Rabbi Tafin Mitai, Rabbi Tafin says yes, we leave it alone. Up until now, the mikvah was kosher, and therefore we say whatever was tabled there, was in there, is still okay. For Rabbi Akiva Mitai, Rabbi Akiva says no, we leave it becheskas tamei the way we find it right now. Now we find the mikvah to be chaser, to be missing. So we say it's missing. This is the machlokes Rabbi Tafin Rabbi Kiva. The Rama Rabbi Tafin, Rabbi Tafin says, mikvah zeh becheskas shalom huaymit. The mikvah, as far as we know, like before, we measured it out at the beginning, it was a kosher mikvah. Now, misofik atabol lechosroi. From a doubt, you want to say that it was missing from before yet, to say that what was tabled there is no good. So on this, Rabbi Tarfon says, Al techasrenu misofik. Minasofik, we have to leave it the way it was before. Up until now, it was becheskas tairu, it was becheskas kosher, the mikvah. So until we know for sure it changed, we leave it the way it was before. On this, Omer Rabbi Kiva says, no. Odom ze becheskas tom yuwaimit. Don't look at the mikvah, look at the person. The person that has to go into this mikvah, up until now, he was becheskas tomei yomit. Tomei yomit. Misofek atobo letairi. Minasofek, you want to come now, be metair him. Atat tireno misofek. Because of a doubt, you have no right to make him tor. So therefore, minasofek, we leave him tomei the way he was before. Alimor says, what's the machorgas vilatolian? Rabbi Tafrin and Rabbi Akiva, whether you go boss of the mikvah itself or whether you go boss of the person. So Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Tafin, Rabbi Tafin says, Moshul, this is an example, Li'oy made umakrav agabi hamizbeach, to a kohen that was doing the avodah, bringing karbonos, agabi hamizbeach. V'noida shu ben gerusha ben chalutza. And then we found out that this kohen is possible that his mother was a gerusha or a chalutza. So locher is that he has to true stop from now on doing the avodah, but she'avodosek shera. Up until now, what he did until now, up until we knew his psul, we say he was kosher, because his becheskas kosher. Up until now, we thought he was tor, he was a kosher kayin. The avoidance that he did was still good. See here also, all the tyrants that went into this mikvah, we still say he's tor. Omer Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva says, you should know, Moshe, what's the example to this case? Li'oy made umakav agabi amizbeach. Somebody standing and bringing kabonas agabi amizbeach. And now we find out that he's a balmum. In the case where we find out the kohen is a balmum, there's something wrong with his body, that he's possible to do the avodah, and this psul is chal as soon as he has this balmum. So therefore we say, in other words, we say, since right now he's no good, that's the way it was before also. So Rashi says, Sha'ovad kfar psula. The afilu ha'yeshregel, you will soon learn out from. Now, Omer Rabbi Tafin, Tafin says, "Ata demisul balmum." There's a you, Rabbi Kiva, as you're saying this case is like a balmum. The ani demisul leben gerusha leben chalutza. I'm saying this case is like the case of a kohen that became a ben gerusha ben chalutza. So let's see who's right. Nira lemidayma. Let's see who is it like. Idayma leben gerusha ben chalutza nidaynu ke ben gerusha ben chalutza. If it's like the case of a ben gerusha ben chalutza that we say avodosek sheiro, so then you're right. All the mikvah, all the tyrus that went into this mikvah, the mikvah was tor until then. But im doima labal mum, if it's like a bal mum, then idoinu kabal mum. Let's be paskin the shuttle like the halacha of a bal mum. That when a kohen becomes a bal mum, his avodah was possible as soon as it became a bal mum, even though we didn't know about it. Still, the avodah is psula. Like we'll soon see the difference between a ben gerusha ben chalutza and a kohen that becomes a bal mum. That by a bal mum, it's a metzias. As soon as he's a bal mum, the avodah is possible. Mashenkin, this new halacha by a kohen is the ben grusha ben chalutza. As long as we do not know about it, the avodaster is kshera. So more so like this. Hischo Rabbi Akiva Lodon. Rabbi Akiva started to dan like this. It says that mikvah psula diyochit, a mikvah becomes possible with an eidechot. We'll soon explain what that means. Ubalmum psula diyochit. Not that a kohen is possible with a balmum, also we believe in eidechot. But you cannot bring me a proof from the case of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza Shepsula B'Shnayim. There you bedavka need two edim to pasul. So that's what Akiva says. It's more daima to learn out from the psul of a Baal Mum than to learn out the psul from a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. Tovar Achron, other pshatas like this, I'll tell you that Mikvah Psula B'Gufay. Mikvah is a psul B'Guf. O Baal Mum B'Psul B'Mum. Baal Mum psula begufay, or Baal Mum is also some psul leguf of the kohen himself. V'yal yachiyach ben grusha ben chalutza. Don't bring me a proof from the case of a ben grusha ben chalutza. She psulay me'acherim is something a different type of a psul. That's a psul from the mother. This is the way Rabbi Akiva dashes. On this, Amar Rabbi Tafrin. Tafrin says Akiva kala kol ha'purish mimcho keparish minachayim. Whoever goes away from you is like going away from life. In other words, they gave him a big shvach, they gave him a big praise. So I call upon him, now the Gemara goes to explain what was going on here. So Gemara says like this, Hai Baal Mum Shepsula B'yochet Echidomi. What's the case that we're talking about? This is where Rav is going to bring us proof now. What's the case that a Baal Mum is never with an Eidechot? Ideko Machashle, if we're talking about an Eidechot, one against one, there's an Eidechot going against the Eidechot, Mina Hemon, if so, do we believe the Eidechot, though, to say that the Baal Mum is possible? Eidechot Bachosh is nothing. Elo de Shosik. We're talking about what the Kohen himself kept quiet. That's the case, do we believe the Eidechot? Udikavosa Gavi Ben Grusha Mechalutza. Same type of a case, we believe Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, to Shosik, that the Kohen keeps quiet. And still, the Katonia tells like this. Mikvah psula biyochit, a mikvah which is pure isurim, it's not an erevedik alocha. Here we believe in eidechot. O baal mum psula biyochit, the same thing that kain becomes posel. If he's a baal mum, it's also an isurdik alocha, and therefore, of course, we believe the eidechot. Biat vaal yechir ben grusha ben chalutzam, you cannot prove it to me, you can't bring a proof from the case of a ben grusha ben chalutza, she psula bishnayim. That over the attack is a psul yidavka need to aid him. And eidechot is not nemon by this psul of ben grusha ben chalutza. Since it has to do with yuchsin, yuchsin also has the mailah like erva. So this is Rava's proof. You see, an eidechot by erva means nothing. We don't believe in eidechot at all. Yidavka has to have to aid him. So this the Gemara says, Rabbayu Omer, Rabbayu will answer you back and say no. L'yelom rilu dekor machishlei. We're talking about that the eidechot is arguing. There's an aid against an aid. Well, the Karmath, he asked the question though, am I Nehemon? If so, why by a Baal Mum? And why by the Mikvah do we believe the Eidechot? The Omelet, because the Eidechot says back like this, you should know, Sholach Achva, take off, I'll show you. In other words, if there's an argument if you're a Baal Mum or not, he says, take off your clothing, I'll show you that you're a Baal Mum. If it's a question of the Mikvah is possible or not, he says, come, I'll show you. Let's go and count the Mikvah to see if it has Memso or not. So therefore here, we believe the Eidechot. Ma'ashenke ben ben Yerusha ben Chalutza, there we cannot prove the point. So there, since it's Eidechot, bi'achosha, that's why it means nothing. But in the case where there be Shosak, could be then we believe the Eidechot. V'haynu diktona, that's the word, this way a bailer, that's what it says in the Braisa, that mikvah psula begufa, it's a psula in the goof of the body, means we can check it out and see if you have the mum or not. The mikvah, I mean, we can count the mikvah to see if it's possible or not, if it's chosra or not. O Baal Mum is also psula begufay. V'yayachir ben grusha ben chalutza. You can't bring me a proof on the case of ben grusha ben chalutza. She psula me'acherim. That yeah, the psula is not in the guf of the person himself, but it's me'acherim, it's because of the mother. We have to find out whether the mother was a grusha or not. So that we can't just prove it right now. Therefore, if there be a case of eidechot b'achosham, that's why we would not leave the eidechot. But our kopon of the eidechot would say something, and the other person would be shosak, it could be we would leave the eidechot. That's the way Abaye learns Prat over here. Now the Gemara says, O ben Gerusho ben Chalutza di Avodosa Ksherim Minolan. How do we know this? Yisoy, we just got finished saying that if we find out the Kohen's of ben Gerusho ben Chalutza, all the Avodah that he did until now is still kosher. He only has to stop from now on. So how do we know this? If we find him to be a Baal Mum, we say the avodah he did even before is possible. But if he's only a Ben Gerusha, Ben Chalutza, we say the avodah he did before was kosher. How do we know this? So Mar says the Apsukim. Omri Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, the Yom HaKorah, the Pasuk says, V'hoi Soloi L'Zara Yachrov. It should be for Aaron and his children afterwards. So we dash in Bein Zera Kosher, Bein Zera Posel. Even if the Zera is Posel, still it's possible for him to do the avodah. Even though we know a Chol is possible to do the avodah. So the Pshat is, as long as we do not know for sure that he's a Cholol, the avodah that he did is kosher. Avuad Yishmuel Omar Mehocha. He says from this Pasuk, Baruch Hashem Chelu Afer L'Yodav Tirtza. That means Afilu Chulin Sheboi Tirtza. Even the Chulin, even the Kohen, that's a Cholol. If he does the avodah B'Shoigi, we do not know that he's a Cholol. It's also, Tirtza is also called a good avodah. Rabbi Yana Yama Mehocha. Yana says from here, Uvos Elakon Asheyia B'Yama Mehem. V'chisat Zepasik says, go to the Kohen that you have in your times. So the question is, V'chisat Adaitzah, could a person think, show them how the Kohen Shloi Hoyu B'Yom, if you go to a Kohen, it's not in his times. El Ezeh Koshev and Eschalol. It means he was a Koshev and then it became a Cholol. Baal Mum, yeah. So this is the Chiddush over here, that such a Kohen, even though he's a Cholol, still he's Koshev until we find out that he is a Ben Gerusha Mechlutza. Then he has to stop doing the Avodah. So it's Lachel, El Ezeh Koshev and Eschalol. Now, Baal Mum, the Avodah Sepsulim, how do we know by a Baal Mum it's the opposite way? That as far as we know, as soon as he becomes a Baal Mum, we say he's possible from before, not only from now, the Avodah that he did before is also possible. Some of Yehuda Mashmul, the Amakor, the Pasuk says, V'chein emar hinini noisin loy as brisi sholem. It means, Kishu sholem v'loy kishu chaser. A Kain's Avodah is only good when he's sholem, and not when he's chaser. Yeah, again, so the last pasuk was Amar Yehuda Mashmud Yamakros. The pasuk says, "Lachein Emor Hinani Noisin Lo Yes Brisi Sholem," and give them a bris of Sholem. So we dash in Kishu Sholem when he's Sholem. That's when the Kohen could do the avoid. In other words, when he's a Tam. V'loy Kishu Chaser. Not if he's a Baal Mum. Not if he's Chaser. For Hasholem, said by the pasuk, says Sholem. Amar Rav Nachman Vov De Sholem Ketihi. The Vov here is missing. It's a small Vov. Therefore, that's why we darshan that if a Kohen is a Baal Mum, is missing, here the Avodah was possible, there's no way out. As soon as he became a Baal Mum, even though we do not know about it, still the Loch Ril, the Avodah is Psula. Yeah, now the Mishnah says like this. Kol Mokom Sheyesh Kedushin V'ein Aveira, anytime there's a Kedushin, they get married, and there's no Aveira involved, like we'll soon see a regular Yisrael to a Yisrael, to a Kohen, to a Levi, so the Loch Ril is Havlat Hilach Achara Zohar. The yichus of the Vlad goes after the father. The father's a Yisroel, the son's a Yisroel. The father's a Levi, the son's a Levi. For Yezazu, where's the case like this, that there's no Aveir in the Kedushin, Zu Kahanis Levi of Yisraelis, whether she, the Kala, is either a Kahanis or a Levi or Yisraelis, she knows that she got married to Lekoye Levi of Yisrael. So the Lachar is, there's no Aveir here, they're allowed to get married. And therefore the lochriz are the yichus of the son, the children they have now, that they go after their father. The father's a Yisrael, they're a Yisrael, a Levi, Levi, Kain, a Kain. The chol mokem sheyesh kedushin v'yesh aveira, anytime though the kedushin is still chal, let's say it's like chai v'lavin, but there's not aveira involved, so then the lochriz have vlad hulachach rapgam. The vlad goes after the pgam. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what that means. Now, V'ezu, where's the case like this, that the Vlad is pogum, he's no good for a Kohen, the Locher is Amono L'Kohen Godel, let's say a Kohen Godel got married to an Amono, Arel's Gerusha of the Chalutz L'Kohen Hedyet, Arel's the Mamzeros of Nasina L'Yisrael, Arel's the Bas Yisrael L'Mamzer, or L'Nosin. So these are cases that the Kedushin is Chal, however, it's considered a Maisa Veri was done, therefore the Vlad goes after the pogum. Now then the Mishnah says, Vaito, what about the chol mi she'ein lo olot kedushin? Anytime right now the aveira is so great, like chayv krisis, that the kedushin is not chal, al v'yesh lo al achirim kedushin. But if she would get married to somebody else, then there would be kedushin. In other words, she's a bar kedushin. Just to this person, the kedushin is not chal. In such a case, havlad mamza. That's the case of they have the child, the kid's a mamzer, or she's a mamzeris. The Ezu Ze, what is this case? Ze habu alachas mikol aroi shabatera. The man lives with one of the ervas, one of the with one of the yervas that the Torah says is osatim, so it's a chai v'krisis. In such a case, the kedushin is not chal. However, the lochri is avlad. The vlad is a mamzer. Now, the last case is what's going to be v'chol mi she'ein lo loy olov for loy al achirim kedushin. Let's say somebody that does not have kedushin, not with this person, not with anybody else. In such a case, alochri is havlat kemoisa. That the child is like her. The ezu zeh. What is this case? Zeh vlad shivcha v'nochris. The child of a shivcha, or else of a nochris, a shiksa. The alochri is there's no kedushin chal at all by a nochris or by a shivcha. Therefore, if a man marries, lives with her, and they have a child, the child also goes after the mother, that she's also a goya, and if it's a shivcha, the kid is also a shivcha. Now the Gemara says, Ko makim sheyesh kedushin, says all the times that there is kedushin. Oh, malei Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon said to Reb Yechanan, Klolahu, is this a klal? Is this a general rule that the Ko makim sheyesh kedushin v'ein avera have lad? Is it true that whenever there's no aveira in the kedushin, that the vlad always goes after the father?